Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1883, Margaret Taylor.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, proposing 6 units to be located on a certain parcel land lying and being in Little Creek Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 98 hundredths of an acre, more or less, lying southeast of Bi-State Boulevard, also known as U.S. Route 13 alternate, and Horsey Road being Road 460. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the survey site plan for this application. We did receive a couple of comments, first one being on November 5th of 2010, we received comments from DelDOT in the form of a support facilities report, and that report references that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service B of Bi-State Boulevard and the current level of service A of Horsey Road will not change as a result of this application. On March 9th of 2011, we received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division in the form of a memorandum which references that the site is in the western Sussex Laurel growth area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the western Sussex planning study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county expects to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Melvin Green, 32790, Bi-State Boulevard, Laurel, Delaware.
Okay, get your name, first name again.
Melvin Green.
Thank you.
All right, so you've heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Oh, no, sir.
Okay, well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you.
Before you ask a question, can I give you a little summary of what I've heard in the record?
I thought you were done.
No, I was, but just...
Okay.
He didn't give you any basis, so I thought it'd help you out.
All right.
There are 4 structures on the property, or 5 counting a small shed. One is a mobile home. The building to the north of the site, right at Bi-State Boulevard, it says one-story building is a brick building, has 2 units. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Their one-story building in the middle is, they pretty much align with each other, is got 3 units in it?
Yes.
And the third building to the south, closer to the south property line, is an accessory building. It is not a unit occupied. Or it's not intended to be occupied either. It's just for accessory use. This was the subject of a violation back in 2010, and the applicant did immediately apply, and it appears that most of these activities have existed for quite some time. And that's just what I could get out of the application.
All right, sir, we thank you. Well, we'll see if anybody has some questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Ross.
Yes, Mr. Green, to your knowledge, how long has that building's they've been there? Do you know the age?
Around about 55 years.
55 years. So they've been in use prior to 1969 then?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Abbott, is this a pre-existing non-conforming use?
According to the property record card, what Mr. Green just said, they were some years old, so they're
This is in use, if my calculator works properly, prior to any comprehensive land use plan was in existence. Mr. Lank, I guess the multi-family housing is permitted under our comprehensive plan and ordinance in this area?
This would be, I have to look at the land use plan again, but it's in an area just outside of Laurel. And I'd have to look at the plan, but just to expand upon what I've got the property record cards here from the assessment office. The mobile home was a 68. I'm not sure what year the permit was issued. It makes reference to the improvements of the one building as being 35 years old. An assessment based on the assessment card of 1973, The other building was 55 years old based on the assessment card in 1973, but it does show some expansion. That would be the, I do it. That must be the center building. And then there's a permit for the mobile that was issued. And that was a permit that was issued to clarify the record. Must have been for transfer purposes because that was done in 1968. It was placed there in 1968. And that's pretty much what the assessment card's got on it.
Okay. And our first comprehensive plan was in 1969, is that correct?
Yeah, 1970 it was signed. It was actually prepared by the state planning office at that time.
Mr. Green, that if I heard you correctly, there's five units?
Five units and a trailer, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I thought I saw six mailboxes out front.
There's five units and one trailer. That's six units.
Oh, so there's six total, with, including the trailer in the back.
Six counting the mobile, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
Mobile home, manufactured home. Don't want to call it trailer.
The on-site septic, do you know if that is approved for that many units?
I have a regular septic, and they have a holding tank. I ain't sure what the approval requirements are. No.
Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Smith.
Thank you. And I guess, again, a question possibly for Mr. Abbott or Mr. Lank. Does the mobile home, albeit placed there somewhere around 1968, does that set up something that the applicant would have to go to the Board of Adjustment because this is because of the size of this parcel?
It was noted that it was there prior to 68, so it would have been a non-conforming use of the property and can be replaced because it pre-existed.
So it could be replaced. It does not have to be the subject of some other approval by Board of Adjustment or
approval
hardship.
It can be replaced because it's a valid manufactured home permit was issued at that time called a mobile home.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it's grandfathered.
Right.
All right. That's all. The only question I have. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When these buildings were originally built, what was the purpose of those buildings?
I'm not sure. We bought them back in 2004.
So when you bought the properties in 2004, they were already set up as they're currently designed?
There was two apartments and a trailer. Another one was falling down. I rebuilt it back up with another two apartments, and there was a store there or something one time before.
So, and when you built them back up or fixed them up, did you get building permits for those?
Yes, sir.
Are they on file, Mr.?
I don't have any copies of any building permits in hand. Okay. The one you called it a store, they also sold gas there, I believe. Is that right?
I heard it used to be a gas station a long time ago.
Years ago?
Yes.
And how does the parking work for these various units that you have?
They park right in front of the place.
Excuse me?
They park all the way down right in front of the place.
In front of the place?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes. So along 13A?
Yes. One little spot is on Horseshoe Lane, too.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Right then. Mr. Lank?
I think I answered more than I had questions for, sir.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. If you'd take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1883, Margaret Taylor? Well, Larry, wait till you get up here to the mics, okay?
I'm just getting nervous, fellas.
No, you don't. No need to be nervous.
My name is Larry Milton of Blankenship. I live at 32715 Bi-State Boulevard, Apartment C. I have been staying there for the last 3.5 years, sir.
Okay.
And my daggone family live across the daggone street. Sorry, I got a pediment. I sure wish I could have been like daggone Mr. Moses, but I'm a little bit shorter than that. So what ends up happening there is it's very convenient for daggone me to go back and forth and see my daggone mom. I help out the daggone neighbors there. They're in the community. They're old folks. If they need some shoveling done, I end up doing that. So I'm nervous wreck. Sorry. Just a taxpayer, fellas. I just don't want to get thrown out of my house.
Nope.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right, then. You're welcome. All right. Is there anyone else wish to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1883? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Elizabeth Messick, and I live at 32689 Bi-State Boulevard, which is on the northeast corner across the Horsey Road from the apartments.
Okay.
I have a few concerns about them as follows. First of all, Larry, who just spoke, I mean, he's a very nice guy, and you know, there have been people that, like him, that have lived there, but there have also been a lot of people that have come in and out through the apartments that have had trouble that have resulted in the police being called numerous times. There have been episodes of arguments and fights in front of the apartments that have resulted in the police being called. I have a teenage daughter. Some of the other neighbors have teenagers, and there have been concerns about their safety at times because of some of the tenants who have come through. And this mainly seems to be because many of the tenants end up being there for only a very short period of time. It's not a stable neighborhood where there are other houses in the area, some of which are owner-occupied and some of which are rentals. And the other rentals in the area, for the most part, are single-family homes, which tend to be occupied for years at a time with longer leases. There's less stability because, you know, fewer of the tenants in these apartments stay for any length of time. There's a lot of coming and going. And not as much time than that people form relationships and become positive influence in the community, which also gives us concerns about the value of our property when there are people who, when there's not a stable tenant base in there. We've also personally had a large number of incidents of trespassing, both with people parking on our property or bringing their animals onto our property, exercising their dogs on our property, letting their dogs run loose on our property, unattended children coming onto our property, taking things from our property. I've had to go inform parents of children that were living there that would come over, or people who would be in the apartment closest to our property, parking on our property, and ask them not to park there. We've also been concerned about, environmentally speaking, because there's so many units. I know that our property, before we purchased it, the owners of our property had to put in a mound septic system because of the proximity to the Rosicadan branch, which runs in back of all our properties. And that was just for a single family home, and with so many units and only having a traditional septic system, the environmental concerns, the water quality, I just wondered what that had done to things. And then the traffic issue, as I said, with people parking on our property, Horsey Road being a private road that leads back to a farm, there are farm machinery things coming in and out of the road from the farm, and then sometimes the cars have prevented our neighbors from getting their farm machinery out, or things have had to be moved, or they have parked on our property because of that. So these issues have been a concern to us in the neighborhood.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Come on up.
My name is Robert Horsey. The Horsey Road leads back to my farm. I have traveled that road for over 50 years. I know the history of the property. Before Mr. Green bought it, a number of years before it, it was abandoned. The property that has the, where Mr. Blankship says he lives, used to be a general store that was closed up. The block building was originally built as a garage for a car repair. It was abandoned, then they fixed it up, put a roof on it.
Ladies, if you're going to have a conversation, I prefer that you do it in the lobby. This gentleman has the floor.
There was a temporary roof put on probably in the late 60s, early 70s. There was somebody lived in there for a short period of time, but a long period of time, there was no one living there. My main concern is the property is under an acre. A good portion of it is wetlands because we have seen water back clear up to the property. Soil Conservation, DENREC, had looked at replacing the tile in Horsey Road to help water pass through. EPA said nothing could be touched because they considered it wetlands. So you have a very small area to improve an infrastructure for a septic system and a well to take care of six houses or six families living there. And I've had a number of times I've had drivers at my shop with a septic truck looking for this location to be able to pump it out, especially after rains. And that's my concern. I don't have a problem with the people there. It's like everywhere else, but it's the infrastructure. Okay. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Yes.
The state letter made reference to Horsey Road being a dedicated public road. It's got a number. Is that still a public road or is it private?
The public road goes to the Blacktop Road, goes from there to the Rossicatum Branch. My grandmother owned the property where Mrs. Messick lived, and somewhere in the 30s, the state can't find all of the documents, and we can't find it either. But there was a right-of-way granted to take surface water off of Bi-State Boulevard. And it goes down and drains into the culvert right beside the main culvert that we cross over. The state maintains from Rossicatum Branch to Bi-State Boulevard. The rest of it is private. There's roads, there's signs been erected by the state, and that's the only reason that it's done that way.
Was that an abandonment proceeding so they wouldn't go all the way out to 13?
It never did.
Never did, okay.
Never did. My grandfather put the crossing in 1933.
So they only maintained?
They only maintained to the stream because the surface water was running off of 13A at the time and was gouging the road.
13A to the stream, that's all.
To the stream.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that was blacktop because it cost too much to keep hauling dirt every year. Yeah. And that was done sometime in the 60s.
They're using it as a flume then, okay.
Yes.
Mr. Horsey, the timeline to me seems to be important a little bit, and you obviously know
this. Yes.
Because I know you ride that road probably 10 times a day. But that was an old store back when I was a kid. I'm
right.
Pretty sure it was closed.
Mr. Disharoon owned it.
And he had a little, was that a repair shop, the block building, or?
The building that's abandoned on the south side, he did some repair work to cars and small engines. But he was a gentleman that was very hard to get along with, him, and he had very little business.
And about what date do you think people started using it for an apartment or apartments? Is that about the same time the trailer was put in there?
There has always been a trailer there. There have been times there's only been somebody living in the trailer. I would say the block building, maybe late 70s something was done there, but for only a short period of time because the roof leaks so bad. As far as the white building, Mr. Disharoon had it full of junk, and I never knew of anybody living in that part. But I'm 59 years old, and I always remember a trailer. And the trailer that's there now is the third one that I know of.
How close is the town limits to Horsey Road?
The town limits stops just north of Duke's Road, which is south of Laurel High School.
Right. So the school district office is outside the town limits?
No, it is. That is the last building in the town limits, as far as I know.
Right. And does sewer go all the way out to the school district office? Does the town sewer go out that far?
No.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Horsey. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Amy Gambrell. I live at 32704 Bi-State Boulevard. It is to the northwest, directly across Bi-State Boulevard. To my knowledge, I have lived there for 20 years, almost 20 years.
You would know.
Yeah. There has never been anyone living in those buildings until Ms. Taylor made the apartments. I'm not really sure exactly what the use was. I wasn't there like Mr. Horsey was. He would know more than I would. But if it was a gas station, I have a few concerns regarding that. Again, I have a love of the environment, so I have a real concern with the watershed, with Rosicatum, and the sewer and the septic. I also have a concern that there may be old gas tanks buried in the front. I don't know, you know, what the possibility of that is. I can tell you there was no digging of anything to get those up when the apartments were put in. Again, as Ms. Messick said, we have had quite a few incidences in the past year regarding state police having to be called. I also have a 17-year-old child who would not stay at home tonight because she will not stay home at night by herself. Parking is a concern. The road, the cars are right almost on the road. There is hardly no space between where they park and where Route 13 is. I have actually pulled out of my driveway in the morning and seen a naked child in one of the windows of the apartment. Now, I really didn't want to see that, and I don't think anybody else does either. I have been concerned many times over the fact that there have been children on Horsey Road, and I know that the Horseys are in and out. It's their farm. It's the way they make their livelihood. I just have a lot of concerns about water quality, the environment, and that's all I have to say.
You mentioned that you've been there about 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and that there weren't any people living there until the apartments were put in. Were the apartments put in the last 20 years?
Yes. When the apartments were put in, they actually built the apartments.
Okay.
There, I think they actually went into the main, I would say the house, which is a two-story white building, divided that into three apartments, and then built the infrastructure in the brick building and made it two apartments.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am.
Janet Neblett, I live at 32682 Bi-State Boulevard, so I'm approximately two building units north and across the street from the apartments. The things I'd like to back up what my neighbors have said. Mr. Horsey offered valuable information. Some of my concerns, I also have a 17-year-old child. So we raised our children in that neighborhood, and it was safe. And we liked that. We did a lot of neighborhood activities together. Now that they're getting older, moving out to college and things, not so much anymore, but certainly that's the kind of a neighborhood that we have lived in and enjoyed. Anytime that people live in compact conditions, then crime rates rise because it's people living on top of people. There's simply not enough room to move, express themselves, and raise their families the way that they would when there are so many different elements family lifestyles being introduced into a confined area. I would like to mention that there are no other multifamily dwellings of this nature within, I'd say, within a half-mile diameter of this one. And exterior lighting would be helpful to keep down on any inappropriate activities. I would also like to mention that Larry, who spoke earlier on behalf of and trying to save his home, certainly don't fault him for that. Larry is the longest standing and, to my knowledge, the best tenant that has been there. He has been there the longest, and he certainly does help the neighbors. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Mr. Green, can I just want to... Do you know when those apartments were put in?
They were in when I got it. The roof of that one building was down because Miss Taylor's son lived in back in the 60s.
The block building?
Yes.
Was added?
Yes. No, that block building, her son lived in back in the 60s. Everyone, they were renting that back then. That when we bought them from who had that? Musslers. He was working on the upstairs apartment. We hang drywall in it, the pigeons got in and messed it all up. That's when he sold it to us. He got tired of messing with it.
What year was that?
2004.
Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. All right, anyone else on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.